Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, I love you so much. And there's nothing you can do about that. Tell them once again. Tell them we are inseparable. Tell them we are in this thing together. We die together. We preach together. We pray together. We give together. Hallelujah. Tell them I'm not leaving you behind. Hallelujah. Amen. One of the things as a believer, you should never lose is your passion for God. Praise the Lord. You should never lose your passion for God or your passion for the things of God. Praise the Lord. And that's one of the things you should always fight to keep or to guard. Praise the Lord. Your passion for God. Just wanted to exhort you this morning. Let's go to Romans chapter 12 verse 11. Romans 12 verse 11. You ought to be passionate for the things of God. You ought to be hot. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You ought to be at the boiling point. Amen. Give me the Amplified. Give me Amplified. Amplified. It says, never lag behind in diligence. A glow in the spirit, enthusiastically serving the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give me the other Amplified. You have the other Amplified? There's another, is it Amplified Classic? You don't have it. Okay, give me also King James. Praise the Lord. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Praise the Lord. We serve the Lord with fervency. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We ought to be enthusiastic about the things of God. Praise the Lord. You know, Brother Mino was exhorting us as we are about to pray that it's not just praying, but it is also how you what? You pray, the attitude you come with in the place of what? The place of prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are asking for nations, but the way you are praying, you know, it just speaks that you don't want nations. Hallelujah. So you ought to put on an attitude, you know, that shows that actually you need what? The nations. Praise the Lord. I usually give this example. It's like someone has come to your home. Maybe you've taken a long time without seeing them. And you say, Brother Marino, I am happy to see you. I'm so happy to see you. Ah. You know what I am saying and my actions, they do not what? Align. Praise the Lord. So if I say, I am so happy to see you, Brother Marino, there should be corresponding what? Actions. Brother Marino, I am so happy to... Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know? So if you're praying for nations, your attitude ought to be, you know, like the one who needs what? The nations. Praise the Lord. Amen. I see people in the world, when they've gone for concerts, my goodness. Hallelujah. They are too reckless. They don't care. They will do any kind of move you've ever what? Imagined. Hallelujah. But when you come to church, you want to be like a policeman on duty. Tell your neighbor, I'm not a policeman on duty. Tell them, I'm enthusiastic. I'm passionate about the things of God. Say, I'm concerned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, when all of us are enthusiastic and we say we are praying, let me tell you, you can see fire here. Doesn't take a million people. You can see fire. Hallelujah. Say, from today, I am passionate. You know, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So even coming to church, you should be what? we should be glad. You should put on an attitude that I'm going to church. I'm going to meet brothers. We are going to pray together. We are going to encourage one another. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, the attitude you come with for service determines how you're going to receive in that service. Hallelujah. It determines, your attitude determines. Praise the Lord. Also say this year, I am consistent in the things of God. Say, I am persistent. Say, I break the resistance because I am persistent and consistent. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are looking at the doctrine of faith. Praise the Lord. Or you can call it as well the word of faith. Hallelujah. And we started by looking at faith in the Old Testament. Praise the Lord. And we said that actually faith in the Old Testament was faith in the one who was to come. All the prophets of the Old Testament, their faith was in Christ. Praise the Lord. And we looked at the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5, which says that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And the scriptures that scripture was referring to Genesis, to what? To Malachi. And we say that Genesis, to the subject matter of Genesis to Malachi is salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And that's what all the Old Testament prophets, talked about. Praise the Lord. And also we went about and looked at our faith in the four Gospels. Praise the Lord. Or what we call the Synoptics. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we say that actually the Synoptic Gospels are called the eyewitness accounts of the life, of the ministry, and of the death and the resurrection of what? Of Jesus Christ. We also say that the four Gospels are the fulfillment of the what? Of the prophecies concerning Jesus Christ. And actually we saw some of the prophecies in the Old Testament which we have fulfilled in the four Gospels. And we looked at the incarnation of Jesus. We also looked at his ministry or his anointing. And we also looked at his death and his resurrection. So the four Gospels are eyewitness accounts. Praise the Lord. They wrote what they saw. Or some of the writers like Luke wrote what he was told by those who did what? Who saw. Praise the Lord. Peter said that we have not followed cunningly devised what? Fables. When we made known unto you the power of the coming of what? Of the Lord. But we were what? Eyewitnesses. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is very important. Even the resurrection of Jesus Christ was seen physically. Jesus did not rise up from the dead in the spirit. He rose up, and actually the Bible says that he showed himself to his disciples by many infallible what? Proofs. Many undeniable what? Proofs. He told them, touch me. I am the one. But if they are not convinced, he told them, give me also what to eat. So, and he was with them for 40 days, explaining to them the things concerning the what? The kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Please, go through the four Gospels during this what? This time. You can read through the four Gospels. Praise the Lord. And we also saw examples of people who exercised what? Faith in the what? In the four Gospels. And we say that in the four Gospels, people believed in the power of what? Of God to heal them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Every person who was healed, it is because of their faith in the power of God. Hallelujah. What they believed about Jesus is he went doing good and healing all those who are what? Oppressed by the devils. Praise the Lord. they believed in the healing what? Ministry of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we looked at great faith. We looked at people who were healed. You know, we looked at the woman of the issue of blood. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that was faith in the four Gospels. And also maybe to mention one of the mode of communication in the four Gospels is by what? Parables. Jesus spoke through parables, or spoke in parables. Praise the Lord. And we say that a parable is a dark saying. Praise the Lord. It's like a fictional what? Story. Praise the Lord. And many times when we are dealing with parables, we want to take them what? Literally. Praise the Lord. But actually, when you read a parable, there is always what? A lesson. Because in a parable, Jesus is using what? Physical thing to try and what? Teach a spiritual what? Lesson. Praise the Lord. So don't take what? Parables literally. And why did he use parables? Because of what? The audience. Because of their unbelief. In fact, in John chapter 16, verse 13 says, I have many things to what? To say to you. But you cannot what? Bear them. Why? Because they did not have the Holy Spirit. But it says, but when the Spirit of truth comes, he will do what? He will guide you into all what? All truth. He will take of mine and he will show it unto what? Unto you. Verse 14. Praise the Lord. So, and we see that the explanations of Jesus in the four Gospels, we are not what? Complete. Praise the Lord. That was fulfilled where? In the epistles. The full revelation of Jesus is in the what? By the epistles are the letters. I used to use that word epistles, and I thought we were on the same page. Until someone says, what are the epistles? I said, the epistles are the letters from Romans up to Revelation. Those are the what? The epistles. A friend of mine used to call them what? Epistles. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, having said that, we saw that people came to Jesus to be healed. They came to Jesus because of what? Because of their needs. And many times they exercised faith for their needs. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things we want to discuss today is that, is faith for healing the same as faith for salvation? Because also people have confused these things. Praise the Lord. They have confused what? These things. Praise the Lord. I have a friend of mine. He has a certain gentleman. He calls him his what? His pastor. In fact, the man says, you are my pastor, but doesn't accept what? Salvation. Yeah. And he says, I will sit in your teaching, but me salvation? No. Me, I am what? I am this and this. But you are my what? And even he gives towards that ministry faithfully. But when you talk about salvation, he has denied what? But he calls him his pastor. I said, this is very deep. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If I'm your pastor, I'm supposed to instruct you. I'm supposed to teach you. And you should accept. If you say I'm your pastor, you should what? Accept, praise the Lord, that I am your what? And that I am anointed to teach you. Praise the Lord. Not that I know everything, but I am what? I can teach you. So you should what? Accept. Say, I accept. Praise. You know, in life we have to accept. Praise the Lord. Certain things, sometimes you have to do what? To say, But you have to know when to what? To say, And when to say what? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A pastor usually has good intentions for what? For the sheep. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And let me tell you. One of the things, all of us here are laborers. All of us here are gifted. Praise the Lord. And the pastors can do a lot with you. Oh, there are things in you which can come out and you become very what? Profitable in the work of the gospel. But many times you don't accept. Say, I'm a laborer. All of you are laborers. Say, I'm a laborer. But the problem is that we are not what? Willing. Gamba, wow. We are not what? In fact, many times you might not be able, but because you are willing, you will eventually become able. Say, from today, I am willing and obedient. You know, even Isaiah gave a promise. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Say, I am obedient and I am willing and I eat the good of the land. Let me put that one. Probably it will excite you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a laborer. Amen. This year you're going to labor. I know you are willing. I know you are obedient. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So that gentleman says he believes. Pastor, pray for me. Even goes there for prayer. What? He puts there. He hands in there his petitions, his requests. And they are answered. And he told him, Pastor, in Amafuta, that man, when he prays, and he has also recommended other people. So, they come to Pastor to do what? To receive whatever their petitions are. Hallelujah. So, is faith for that the same as faith for salvation? That's what we are going to do what? To try and look at. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, we are going to go to the book of John chapter 1. So we are going to examine that the men who had faith to be healed, if they were what? Saved by that same what? Same faith. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. Verse 7, the same came for a witness of the light, that all men through him might be saved. Now, I want you to notice in verse 6 and 7, John the Baptist recorded that he came to do what? To bear witness. Praise the Lord. And he came to bear witness of the light. That light being Jesus Christ. That was the ministry of John the Baptist. He came to bear witness of the light. And that light is Jesus. Why? To the end that men might what? Might believe. Praise the Lord. Might believe. That was the ministry of John. I come baptizing with water, but there is one who is coming, who will baptize you in the what? In the Holy Spirit. He came to bear witness, praise the Lord, of the light of Jesus, so that men might believe. Are we together? Hallelujah. So men were to believe in that light. Praise the Lord. Now the question is, what were they to believe? Hallelujah. Now, John the Baptist, like every other prophet, they spoke concerning the sufferings of Jesus Christ and also the what? The glory that should follow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can write down this scripture still. Luke chapter 24, verse 25 to 26. Praise the Lord. So, whatever they were to believe will be, we are going to look at it in John the Baptist's what? Witness of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go to John chapter 1. And we are going to look at John the Baptist's witness concerning who? Jesus Christ. What did he say about Jesus Christ? John 1:29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. John is saying that Jesus was before, but who is older than the other? John is older than Jesus by 6 months, yet John says is what? He is before me. So he's not looking at him, he's not seeing him according to the what? To the flesh. He's seeing him what? Beyond the flesh. Praise the Lord. Now, the next verse says, And I knew him not, but really, these are cousins. These are what? Yet he says, I knew him not. You know? But that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore, I am come baptizing with water. And John bear record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and I bear record that this is the Son of God. Praise the Lord. So the reason John came baptizing is to reveal who? Jesus. Hallelujah. The reason we should baptize is to reveal Jesus. Yeah? When you think about baptism, why did he what? Baptize. Praise the Lord. So, we want to see the words John said about concerning Jesus. The first one, I want you to observe that he described him as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Labo mwana gwendiga jawe bibibiachi biensi. That is John's what? Record of Jesus. John the Baptist witness about who? Jesus. He is the Lamb of God. Say that this Jesus is going to die. Is going to become the sacrifice for our sins. Hallelujah. The next thing, he also called him the Son of God. Praise the Lord. People had no problem so much with Jesus, with Jesus' miracles. Praise the Lord. But the problem they had is for Jesus to call himself what? The Son of God. To a Jew, when you say you are a son of God, you are literally saying you are what? You are God. Praise the Lord. And then if you come to our Muslim friends, say, Jesus is the Son of God, they will say, No. Katunda takolachi. Na yo wafu akolachi. Na yeta zaranga bantuwe bakolachi. Aha. That's the day. I think that's one. He doesn't give birth the way people give what? Birth. Praise the Lord. You know, there are some people who say they are your fathers, but they didn't give birth to what? They had no part in your birth. And even you have called them your what? So they have begotten you in a certain way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, Paul said, though you have many fathers, yet in the gospel, I begot you. Praise the Lord. By the way, do you know a believer, you're supposed to beget people in the gospel? So I'm going to give birth. Now, this birth is for both men and women. It has no gender. Praise the Lord. It has no gender. Amen. So, those are the two things John said about Jesus. That he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And then he is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And those are some of the things which are less spoken about these days in the church. Amen. So this was the record John bore concerning Jesus of Israel. He said he came baptizing so that Jesus, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, might be what? Revealed to Israel. Praise the Lord. Now, also John, in John 3, he also spoke, he went ahead and spoke about Jesus. He told his disciples he was not the Christ, but he was sent before what? Before him. Let's go to John chapter 3, verse 28. John 3, 28. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. Praise the Lord. So, men were to believe in the Son and have everlasting life. That was John the Baptist's what? Message. Are we together? John the Baptist's message was not water. No. His message was for men to do what? To believe on the Son of God and have life. Are we together? So John's message was for people to believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sent to take away the sin of the world, and upon believing, men should have everlasting life. So this is faith in Christ. Different from people believing in Jesus as what? The healer. Are you with me? This is faith in what? In Christ. Different from people believing in Jesus as what? Healer. Now, in believing in Jesus as the healer, they were healed, but they did not have what? Everlasting life. Praise the Lord. Remember the other gentleman? He goes with his petitions and they are met, but he doesn't have what? He doesn't have life. He is dead. He is. In fact, he is described in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Give me Ephesians 2, 1. Yes, that man has received a miracle, but he's still dead. And you, has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins? That man is dead, is in sin. And see how he's walking. Where in time past you walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit
that now worketh in the children of what? Verse 3. Among whom also we all had our conversation. Conversation is conduct. In times past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of what? Wrath, even as. So that man is a children of what? Mwana wa busungu. Hallelujah. That's why he needs to go to verse 4. But God, who is rich in what? In mercy, because of his what? Great love. Wherein, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are. I love that verse. Praise the Lord. So men were to believe to have life. Hallelujah. To have life. That is John's message to Israel. That's why he came baptizing. For men to do what? To believe. That's why he says, you know, I am not the one. In fact, he says, I do what? I decrease. So he might what? So John came to do what? To decrease. So that Jesus increases. Praise the Lord. What he's saying that, you know, I came to point you to what? To the one greater than all. You know, Jesus said that among all those who are born of what? Of women. There is no one greater than what? So the greatest prophet, until Jesus, is John. Is greater than Moses. Is greater than Isaiah. Is greater than the one who called fire. Elijah, God of Elijah. Praise the Lord. God of what? Send down what? Fire. Praise the Lord. Is greater than all of them, John the Baptist. And by the way, John the Baptist also never performed any miracle. He never performed any what? Because for us, miracles for us means what? The greatest. Praise the Lord. But he never performed any what? Yet Jesus says, among all the prophets, this man is the greatest what? Prophet. Why? Because of his ministry of revealing who? The Christ. Praise the Lord. He had an eyewitness. Praise the Lord. John the Baptist. The greatest prophet. Apart from what? And then says, yet he that is least in the kingdom is greater than what? Now you're greater than John. But all their faith was in the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Praise the Lord. And that's what John spoke about, like every other Old Testament what? Prophet. Mukama yebaziwe. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I refuse Eutychus. Do you know the spirit of Eutychus? It's the spirit of slumber. Tell them, watch. Amen. John 1:12. Still John. John 1:10. He says, let's start from 10. He was in the world. We are still observing. John is what? Comment on Jesus. He was in the world. And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on what? On his name. So, that word power, to But as many as received him, he gave them what? Power. That word power was translated from the Greek word exousia or exousia. Some Greek people came here and they were correcting Brother Marino. Brother Marino was correcting us. But also when the real Greeks came, they also corrected him. And I said, yeah. But please accept them the way they are. You know, because I'm not what? Greek. But we'll get there. It implies a right and a what? A privilege. Praise the Lord. So, this statement, believing on his name, was before he rose from the what? From the dead. Praise the Lord. So, what John is saying here was the promise. A promise which was going to be what? Fulfilled when Jesus rose from the dead. Hallelujah. So, upon his resurrection, it is when men can what? Can have life. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen. So, faith for salvation, or what we call sonship, is different from faith for healing. Hallelujah. Remember, John bore witness of Jesus, that is the Son of God, is the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. And this was the message for the people to do what? To believe in. Now, let's see further examples in John chapter 6. John chapter 6. John 6, 1. We're going to look at further examples of what? Of this. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. So we see that people followed Jesus because of what? Yeah? The miracles. By the way, we have many people who follow Jesus because of what? Now, when you're following Jesus because of miracles, when a miracle doesn't happen, you do what? In that relationship between you and Jesus, you are a manipulator. You are what? There are people who love people not because they love them, but they love them because of what they have. A woman gets married to a man not because she loves the man, but because the man is what? Is rich. So you are like these people. You are following because of what? A miracle. And that's why many Christians are nomadics. Because of what? We have nomadic believer. They move from one place to another. Because grasshoppers, they are unstable. You know, you know their ways. Why? Because they are looking for what? They can never be stable. Let me say this. Miracles will never make you what? Stable. If they were the ones making you stable, the children of Israel would have been the most stable what? People. But they were stiff, naked. In fact, you should call them like that. You are stiff, naked. The miracles they saw, even Jesus never did them. Praise the Lord. So they are following Jesus because of what? Miracles. Hallelujah. You love some of your friends, not because you love them, because of what they what? You are eyeing. Some of you, the day you're going to get money, you're going to see your relatives. Some of them, you don't know them right now. You know, when you have money, you see relatives. Who will say, you are my what? My son. You know the other person, and this, you know, we are related, so you are what? So they have not come because you are their what? They have become because of what? The miracles. Lord have mercy. Someone told me a story that if you ask one time your mom, ask your relative, I have two men who want to marry me. One I love, but they are still making it in what? In life. Another one is loaded. He has money, he has this. Mommy, what should I want? What should I choose? Mwana wange tuwabona bono wachi? Oweda. Leka leka tugende mochi? Nabomusaji agenda kutuzibira. So it is not love, but it is because of what? Bufumbo kuguma. It is because of what? Why do you come to your church? Do you love your church? Yeah? Do you love your church when it has no beauty or comeliness? Even as pastors, we are judged. When you come walking on by foot, you know, already that is what? They will think you are not anointed. The one who comes in a Prado, even when he's saying nonsense, and I love the way they hype. Manina ye South Africa. Nensi gensigo ya dola meka lukumi. Olorena kutulo mugongo gogo avu kumutwe kumugwati. Mugula mogu wangi. Nengule moto. Kwa moto kwa we jiraba. Engate no jiraba. Najigula dola bitane eno. You know, 500 is a person who says $500 even in a 5 what? Balama lukumi. Zize mzawani. So you are intimidated because of what? Things. Why do you come to your church? Do you love it? Or you love it because of what it can offer to you? Eventually it will offer you something. And let me tell you, that's how you're going to become a stable believer. Praise the Lord. You come to church because you are passionate. Then your friends, you love them because of who they what? Hey, I love Brother Martin. He will tell me things the way they want. And let me tell you, a good friend is not the one who is always like, it is okay. Ah, musumba ne de choneda. That is wrong. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So they came to Jesus because of what? Let's read in verse 3. So did they believe on him as a son? And Jesus came up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, When shall we buy bread? And this that these may eat. And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of you of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fish as many as they would. And they were filled. Hallelujah. They were what? When Jesus fed them, they were filled. He said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. At Amigos, they have what they call minimum wastage. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained, and the above, over and above, unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of a truth that the prophet that should come unto the world." Praise the Lord. So, Jesus again, we see he did what? A miracle. He fed 5,000 men with two loaves of what? Is it 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes? I hear the word of fish has been pluralized. Yeah, fishes. Now we no longer say fish. Praise the Lord. So the people were filled, and there were even what? Leftovers. Now I want you to notice here, you know, in afterwards, in verse 14. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world." Praise the Lord. So based on the miracle they saw, after being fed, they said that Jesus was what? A prophet that should come. Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. So, now the question is, at this point, had they believed on Jesus? You know, they just called him what? I'm going to walk in the prophetic anointing. Since people love what? Now, let's read in chapter 6, still verse 24. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, "Rabbi, when comest thou hither?" Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were..." Then verse 27 says, "Labor not for the meat which, but for the meat which endureth unto, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God sent, for him hath God the Father." So they were seeking Jesus for what? Bread. Hallelujah. Bread. Some people, that's how, that's their relationship with Jesus. As far as he can what? Provide. Me is Jehovah. Jehovah what? Jireh. Jireh. You are enough. I will not. I will be what? That one is a lie many times. Some people say, "I will be content in every circumstance," but they are not what? Contented. Contentment ain't easy. Tell me about contentment. Ain't easy. Knowing how to abase and abound. Praise the Lord. So they sought Jesus because of what? They ate what? They ate bread. Praise the Lord. So, these were the same people he fed earlier who followed him only because of the what? The miracle that he did feeding what? Feeding them. Now, afterwards, in verse 26, now Jesus begins to preach the what? The gospel. Jesus answered them, answered and said unto them, let's read verse 26. Sorry, okay. 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent." So Jesus now started preaching to them the what? The gospel. Praise the Lord. Which implies they had not what? Believed. So they only came because of what? Because of bread. Praise the Lord. Because of bread. And many times, by the way, in a church, we are teaching you how to make bread, not how to get what? Praise the Lord. So they had not believed on what? On Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, in verse 30 to 40, Jesus began to say what? Hard things. Yeah? In fact, give me verse 30. Okay, let's start from 30. Then said, therefore, unto him, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe? Hadn't Jesus done miracles? They are still what? No wonder he called them what? Perverse. In fact, people only seek for what? Are called what? And wicked. What doest thou work? Our father did eat manna. Now they are. Did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Now Jesus goes ahead and says, you don't know what that means. Now he goes to explain. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto. That miracle also was pointing to who? To Jesus. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Give me 36. But I say unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven. Now he's preaching the gospel. Not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. This is the will of him that sent me, that everyone, no, go to 41. I want the other, unless you eat my flesh. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. Go ahead. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, I came down from? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. 44. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is what the other one. The other one, unless you eat my what? Because of time. Get it. Unless you drink my blood and eat my flesh, you have no what? Life. Praise the Lord. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Give me the next one. 55. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink what? Enjiri ekoze ki? Etabuse. Bava mu byamagero kati abaziza mu ki? Give me the verse which says, from that time onwards, they did not walk with him. 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. You think you are the first person to be left? Even Jesus was what? The Bible says, go back 66. From that time, many of his what? Went back. I wonder whether they were disciples. Okay. And walked no more with Many. Why? Because now he's preaching the what? Go to the next verse. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Will you also? Now, the others went away because their what? Their needs were what? Their visions were what? They only came to prosper. They only came to receive financial what? Breakthroughs. So when Jesus changed the gospel, not changed the gospel, when he preached the true gospel, they left because their what? Their agenda was what? Yeah? Those genders had an agenda. Praise the Lord. So when they preached the true gospel, they did what? They scattered, they left. And the Bible says they walked no more. Just imagine, people, all of a sudden, the gospel is an offense. And let me tell you, many of the things, I'm sorry, so I'm not saying we are the only ones preaching the gospel. There are many other churches preaching the what? The gospel. But many of the things on the pulpit these days are not the what? The gospel. Praise the Lord. Are not the gospel. Hallelujah. So they walk no more with him. And then he turned to his disciples. Will you also, do you also want what? I want to know how you stand. Preaching the gospel is labor. Amen. Such scriptures also encourage me. To know if they can leave Jesus, even me, I can be what? What were we to make? I'm coming back there. 2 Corinthians, 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 17. 2 Corinthians. 2 Timothy. The kingdom requires speed. Even Apostle Paul said this. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. Paul turned the world upside down. But he said, at my first defense, he was in prison. Know what? No one stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be late to their what? Now, when men don't stand with you, you can develop bitterness. Disciple, when bad and tumble na you. Ne sarongo. Sarongo tonde kanga. Ne Pastor Godwin. Pastor, anga wetu ziruze mbuweleza. Bitterness can what? Because men have what? So Apostle Paul is saying, let it not, I pray God, that it may not be laid onto their what? Verse 27. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully what? Known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Hallelujah. There are times when nobody is going to stand with what? With you. But just know that actually, there is one who can stand with what? With you. That is God. And he will deliver you out of the mouth of what? The lion. Praise the Lord. There are such times when you need to encourage yourself in the Lord. The Bible says, and David encouraged himself in the what? In the Lord. Because they had taken away everything and even his men sort of what? Stoning him. Praise the Lord. Let's go back. John 6:67. Praise the Lord. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Give me 68. Then Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of what? Eternal. Peter says, you have the word of life. We didn't come here just for what? Hallelujah. Some people go to church to get married or to marry. Some say their sisters in church, so they are agenda. But Peter says, where shall we go? You have the word of what? Eternal life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I want you to notice the things he told them. They were to believe in him that God had sent. Praise the Lord. These are the things Jesus what? Was telling them. He told them also he's the bread of life. And he that believeth on him will not thirst. He also told them that he came from heaven to do the will of the Father, which is to give life to them that believe on him. He also told them that everyone that sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life. And he will raise him up at the last day. He also said that they were to believe and to believe him and have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, they came. Now, miracles are not bad. Miracles are good. Miracles are what? In fact, miracles bring order where there is chaos. Yeah? They bring what? Order where there is chaos. And think about it also. If unbelievers came to be healed, the power of God was available to even heal them. Praise the Lord. But the real miracle is the one of what? Eternal life. The real what? In fact, the greatest miracle is the miracle when someone receives. These other miracles are offspring of the miracle. I now use the word the miracle. Definite article. The what? There is the miracle. And also they are what? Miracles. Praise the Lord. The greatest is when someone believes on the Son of God to have life. It is different from the one where someone only comes for what? For healing. Do you know that the day you received salvation, you can now manifest what? Miracles. Eh? Do you know that? Do you know that? Huh? Praise the Lord. So, we have seen that example. They came for the miracles and they perished. Hallelujah. And they did not believe on the what? On the Son of God to have life. John 5:5. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up
thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. So this man was healed by heeding the instructions of Jesus' words. He had faith to be healed. Praise the Lord. Now, however, his response to the question asked by Jesus afterwards showed that actually this man had no what? Faith for salvation. Let's go to verse 10. He got healed. Verse 10. The Jews therefore said unto him that was healed, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. Verse 11. I want you to pay attention. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in the past. Give me a simpler version, verse 12 and 13. 12 and 13. Who said such a thing as that? They demanded. Is that the one? Give me 13. The man didn't know, for Jesus had disappeared. Give me an IV. The man who was healed had no idea who it was. Give me 12. So they asked him, who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk? Now they're asking him, the Pharisees, who healed you? Then verse 13. The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd. That was. Now, he was healed, but he didn't know Jesus. Let me tell you, that is very common in the church. Now, I'm not talking about unbelievers. Now, people are in the church because their agenda is what? So they don't know. Sometimes, in fact, they don't want to even know. They ask him, who? Ani akuonyeza. Nga taina idea, taina kuru. Hallelujah. He didn't know. Praise the Lord. Give me the next verse. Verse 14. Later Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, see, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you. Go ahead. The man went away and told the Jews what it was, Jesus, that it was Jesus who had made him what? Well. Praise the Lord. That's not what I wanted. So, the point I wanted to make is that he didn't know who Jesus was. Praise the Lord. He just took Jesus' what? Instructions. Pick your bed and what a chitanda chokolechi. Let me show you another example in John 9. Verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, Master, Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle
And he anointed his eyes, and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Now, much later, after he was healed, it is when he believed on what? On Jesus. But let's see. Let's see verse 35. You know, this man was cast out of the temple. But I want you to pay attention to verse 35. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, Doest thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he that I might what? So he was healed, but he knew what? Go to the next verse. And he said, the next verse, 37. Jesus said unto him, Thou hast seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Now, at first he came for what? But he knew what? It is when Jesus came and asked him, Do you know the person who did what? Nagasimumani. Now, then Jesus preached to him. And then, that's when he believed. That's why faith for healing is different for faith for what? Salvation. Are we together? Are we together? So, in the four Gospels, people had different opinions of who Jesus was. And this is evident in Jesus' even what? Disciples, when he asked them what people thought he was. In fact, he asked them, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And people said, Some say you are Elijah. Some say you are John the Baptist. Some say you are one of the prophets. Variations in what? In opinion of who Jesus is. We had a brother who used to say that, you know, the Bible is like an elephant. Some see it as what? A tail. Others see it as what? The ears. Others see the horns. You know? So it depends. But all of us are what? I don't think that actually an elephant would appreciate if you only describe it as what? A tail. You sing a song that enjoyed Yakura Burunji Nege Janayaka Chiraka in a Kajikolachi. I don't think it would appreciate you describing it. But when you stand at the right tangent, you'll be able to see the what? An elephant the way it what? It is. You'll not just describe it as what? As a tail or as horns. When you stand at the right point, you will describe an elephant the way it is. Praise the Lord. That's why when you're dealing with the Bible, you should stand at the right what? Point. So that you may see everything the way it is. Praise the Lord. Not a tail. Hallelujah. So he said, Who is the Son of Man? John the Baptist. And then he turned to them, What about you? Peter said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are not Jesus. Of course they knew his name is what? Jesus is the man who came to fulfill the prophecies concerning the what? The Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Have you ever encountered such questions? Who is? Jesus is my healer. By the way, now, please go out and ask believers, not unbelievers, who is Jesus? You're going to get the descriptions about Jesus of what he can do for what? Okay. Or you'll determine the revelation, their revelation, you know, by their what? Description of who Jesus what? Is. Praise the Lord. Peter says, you are the Christ. And Jesus says, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in what? And then says, on this what? Rock. On this revelation, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not what? Prevail against what? Against it. Are we together? So, faith for salvation. I have many things to say to you, which you can bear. I'm not going to say which you don't, which you can't bear. I have many things to say which you can what? How be it? Time does not what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So faith in Jesus to heal and miracles. People believed what? Believed that, but they never had what? Life. Praise the Lord. But when a man believes in Jesus as the Lamb of God, as the Son of God, that is when he has what? Life. The other one is temporary. Praise the Lord. Faith for things is what? And let me tell you, that one knows no believer or unbeliever. That one is available for every what? Person. But this one, is for life. It is permanent. And that is let me tell you, in all Jesus' miracles and his actions, they all pointed to what? To his work. Jesus' miracles, his actions, all pointed to his work. Miracles are signs. They are what? They are pointing us to what? To something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So don't go with a sign just points to what? To somewhere, that there is a destination. Hallelujah. Now you should not stop at what? At a sign. You should continue until you reach what? Now when you reach a destination, you will have life. You will see something the way it is. Praise the Lord. So the destiny is this. All those miracles were pointers. Hallelujah. This one has knocked me. John chapter 21. Try John 20 verse 31. 30. Verse 30. They used to call me a CBQ, Chief Bible Quoter. And let's start from there. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. It corroborates with the other one. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his. I think I've ended it properly. There are pointers that you might believe. Miracles attest to Jesus. Praise the Lord. That you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. That in believing you might have what? Life through his name. So, faith for miracles is different from faith for salvation. Faith for salvation is believing that Jesus is the Lamb of God, according to John's what? Witness. Is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and that Jesus is the Son of God. Once someone believes that, they have what? Life. Praise the Lord. Faith for miracles doesn't require you to be a believer. You can be an unbeliever. Praise the Lord. And you receive a miracle. And it is okay. You know, God gives both to what? To the wicked and the what? And the righteous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, the power of God is available to meet needs. Yeah, because we see it in the four Gospels. Even to non-believers, their needs were met. Praise the Lord. And right now, you know, that power is not out there. It is where? Now in you. Praise the Lord. When you accepted Jesus Christ, you received the life of God. Praise the Lord. Now you can live a supernatural life naturally. Praise the Lord. In fact, sometimes, you know, we ask ourselves, like Romans says, that who shall ascend to heavens? God, come down and do a miracle. But let me tell you, you know, miracles are where? Are not far away from what? From you. Praise the Lord. The work of God made it possible for you now to what? To live a supernatural life naturally. Praise the Lord. So, you don't need to walk, to go from church to receive what? A miracle. Hallelujah. Just become aware that the miracle worker is where? Is in you. And I want to encourage you to know him so much. That's why Apostle Paul is praying for the churches. And he says, I pray that Lord, you give them wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet. Hallelujah. You have the life of God. You receive the greatest miracle. You have the life of God. Oh, just go ahead and pray in other tongues. Kele bako brade. Rakata la bako sete. Raka reko brakete le bakata. Reka riboko soto bredika ba. Raka brakete liko soto brade. Reka raba kabra koto le bakasto brade. I want you to go ahead and express your love for God. Express right now your love for God.